farmers and contractors are on the streets of Donegal and the Northwest today, and it's not by choice. They have a lot to do, a lot more they could be doing at home at the moment, but they're in a crisis situation. And if it is a crisis, the Irish government must respond. So I say there's five particular measures that are open to them today if they want to actually move on that. And the first one is their state aid. You know, it is a crisis situation. I think a framework could be put together at EU level and Ireland member state level to allow compensation to farmers and hauliers. That's a subsidy to allow them to be able to afford the price of diesel, green diesel in particular, and do their job. I think in the area of VAT, we could allow all member states in Europe to reduce the excise rates to the very minimum. There's an excise minimum of about 33 cent a litre in place. That could be scrapped. The Irish government should be in Brussels negotiating that at the moment. I think on cap payments, we should reprogram the payments that are due. It's time to bring forward payments that were due in the autumn. Bring forward them to support farmers and contractors who need them now to be able to pay for silage cutting in the next few weeks. And I also think there's the agriculture crisis reserve this year. It's about 6 billion euro at European level. It's there for major droughts and major farm events and geopolitical events. I think it should be mobilised now for farmer support. And then finally, during COVID, we relied on the RRF, the RRF fund, to give member states support with subsidising jobs and factories, etc., and people, workers who have gone home. I think it's now at a point where farmers, the government has to subsidise the farming industry, contractors in particular, and hauliers at this time of crisis. If they don't, they'll be out of business. So for me, the critical issue is to try and do something, and do something quickly.
And your call here sort of centres around the word of flexibility, flexibility from the government and allowing these measures to come through. But the government would say that they're sort of thinking ahead towards the budget. What would you think about those sorts of calls?
I think the government should look at this in the wider sense. You know, they talk about, and I talk about flexibility and say in the area of VAT, allowing member states like Ireland to reduce the rates. I put it to the Irish government and to the Minister of Finance and to the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, that if they don't do something now to show flexibility in VAT, companies will go out of business and they won't be getting any VAT payments at all by the end of the year. By budget time, many of these operators will be out of business. I genuinely believe that. I've talked to farmers on the streets this morning on telephone in Ireland, people in Donegal and Sligo and throughout the Northwest, and they tell me they won't be in business to pay VAT come budget time unless something is done now.
And you've mentioned there, people are on the streets today about the fuel crisis, and a convoy is going to Dublin there with vehicles moving as slowly as possible, causing a bit of a traffic. What do you make of the method of today's protest?
The background to this is very simple. The people involved in the protest today had a group get together in Portlaoise last Saturday week. They set out a plan for a dialogue with the government. The majority of the meeting didn't want to go on the streets to Dublin in a protest. That dialogue offered several options in terms of proposals and suggestions for discussion. That letter went to government on Tuesday of last week, and I confirmed with the Secretary of the Committee yesterday that neither the Taoiseach nor the Taoiseach even bothered to respond to the letter. So a week later, the government failed to respond, zero response, and in those circumstances, I fully understand the decision of the protesters to embark on peaceful means of protesting today. What else could they do when the government of the day won't even talk to them?
And while this is an escalation of that, the general public will probably see this as more of an annoyance than anything. What would you make of those sorts of claims?
I spent most of Easter speaking to members of the general public. I know it's not only the farmers that are in trouble here. I know people living alone, for instance, trying to put kerosene into a tank in Letterkenny are under the same pressure as some of the farmers. The price of kerosene has gone up and gone up and gone up, and very little has been done about it. So I think the majority of people who are listening and watching the protest today will actually be sympathetic to farmers because they understand they're under the same pressure as themselves.